News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM FM capabilities, then just know that that is not a showstopper, all right? No pun intended. All you got to do is just go to any device, including your phone, and go to the website rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is. And so that's why we have listeners all over the place, and it gives us kind of a different flavor sometimes. We're a localized show with people who call in from all over the place. That's why we got our buddy Jerome in Rome. We got Jeff from Indiana. We got folks listening, you know, out in Mississippi and over in Texas, I know for a fact, and then in Virginia. And they send us emails and say, hey, great show. And by the way, it's very cool. On top of that, by the way, if you miss a segment, or if you're a podcaster and you wanna catch a segment of the show a piece at a time, just know that you can also do that by going to the website. And we have Birdman has been uploading everything daily. Copper segments the show out, and then Birdman uploads it into podcast form on all of the variety of different podcasting formats that you could look for. If you do Apple iTunes podcasting, if you're a Podbean guy, if you're a Spotify, if you do Google Podcasts, all of them are on there. And right now we are sitting at something like 21,000 or more downloads. I'm going to find out for you here in just a minute where we are, because it's getting kind of epic. You know what, Copper? What is epic when it comes to downloads? Do we have an idea? I look at this and it feels like a lot still.
Yeah, I mean, for a new show, I think 20,000 is pretty epic.
Okay, how about 21,519? How's that feel?
Yup.
that's just fun. Well, all right. Listen, we're going to keep growing this thing. And by the way, some changes are coming to the website. You might want to know we're about to have the merchandise page up. So if you want to shop for some Right Side swag, we're going to have coffee mugs. We're going to have stickers. We've got travel mugs, big and small. We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got the last couple of the samples coming, because we want sample merchandise in hand so that we know we're doing quality products here. But so far, everything's looking good. I got a rack of samples here that are looking pretty solid. So I think you're about to have a merchandise page on there, and we'll just clean some of that up and have it available for you to order as you see fit. All right. Hey, listen, before we get down to the end of this segment, breaking news. All right. So here it is. Breaking news. As of about 20 minutes ago, I say 20, at this point we are pushing, it's 40 minutes. So it's 40 minutes ago, but literally breaking news. Governor Kay Ivey has called, the legislature into special session beginning tomorrow. So to refresh your memory on some of those who may or may not know, the legislature goes into session every year. That's called the regular session, and they go in at predetermined times, and it depends on what year it is within the four-year cycle. But this year they went in January, and so they're already in session as of last week. So now they're in session. Now what? Well, their other opportunities are for the governor to call what's called a special session. That's when the governor sees an issue that in this case she believes is important enough to require their undivided and specialized attention, or maybe it's off cycle. Now, I don't know why they had to do it this way. We're going to find out from Connie Rowe, hopefully in a few minutes. But the governor has chosen to intervene within the regular session and call a special session, which means, hey, stop what you're doing, legislature. Set everything else aside. Here's all that I would like you to focus on. Now, she's allowed to do that. And they're also allowed, by the way, to come back and say, thank you, governor. We appreciate your input. However, that's not what we're going to do right now. And they could convene for the sole purpose of receiving her message, only to reject it and then, you know, go back to other business. So I don't know, you know, obviously there's some reason why they can't do the spending of the federal relief dollars from COVID in the midst of their regular work that they're already doing. I have no idea what stopped them from getting that done. Perhaps there was too many distractions and the governor was not satisfied. And so you have one branch saying to another, all right, well, if you can't get it done, if you can't pay attention long enough, then stop what you're doing and do this. We'll see how that goes. However, it may also be that the legislature needed undivided time to put aside other distractions and just knock it out. And so leadership may have said, hey, Governor, call us into a special and we'll get it done. I'll try to sense what's happening when I talk to Connie Rowe here in a few minutes. My friend Connie Rowe is calling in right after this next break. Connie is a state representative who I have a great deal of respect for, has been in the House now for a number of years, and just as of January this year, she is the senior advisor to the lieutenant governor, who presides over the state Senate. So, we'll get the read on things from Connie Rowe here in a few minutes. Breaking news, special session of the state legislature starting tomorrow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.